There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're popping the hood. That's right. We're driving up to the Auto World garage and opening up that garage door. And who's waiting? Well, it's one of our go-to guys when it comes to all things mechanical. It's ASC certified mechanic Mark Evans will be with us for the entire hour. And that means if there's something wrong with your vehicle, we can give you a free over-the-air diagnostic check. If your vehicle's presently not running at all, if it's running roughly, if you're worried about passing your state's emission test, maybe you've got it around the corner and you're worried about it, if you're getting poor fuel economy, poor performance, if your brakes are starting to go, if you're getting funky sounds or funky smells, that all means trouble, and Mark Evans can translate any of those symptoms into what it possibly could be. Or if you've been to your local dealership or mechanic and you've been told that there isn't any doubt about it, that you must spend $5,000 of your hard-earned money and replace that transmission immediately, and you want a second opinion, by all means, give us a call. Here's the number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or you can reach out via the email anytime throughout the show, throughout the week, bob@boblongradio.com. We're going to give out a trivia question here to kick things off. We're going to go back in time a little bit. Who made the Comet? Who made the vehicle known as the Comet? Whoever comes up with the answer to that is going to get not one, not two, but three prizes. That's right. We're going to give you some samples of wash drops. We're also going to give you a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. And we're also going to give you a Haynes manual, which is worth a lot of money. All you have to do is, if you win, tell producer Matt that not only your usual stuff, your address and all that kind of good stuff, but also give Matt the make, year, and model of your car, and we'll hook you up with one of those Haynes manuals. Right now, he's all set. He's got his antique. I can't believe it, but he's gone all out today. He is dressed like a mechanic from the early part of the 20th century. It's Mark Evans joining us live from his palatial estate in somewhere in Idaho. Hey there, Mark. How you doing?
What's up? Hey, I sure don't look like I'm dressed like Little Debbie today, do I?
No, you're all set. I mean, you look like you're going to work on one of those early Mercedes-Benz horseless carriages, or perhaps you're ready to work on your own 1916 Chevrolet. Have you still got that vehicle?
Yeah, I got that little old car sitting in the stall, and just sharing it with everybody when they pop by and say hi, and they start complaining about the air conditioner not working and their power steering's making noise. I say, oh, well, look at this car over here. It doesn't have power steering, power brakes, air conditioning, tilt wheel. In fact, it doesn't even have windows.
I know. So it brings air conditioning in a different way.
Yeah, definitely. It makes us, when you have to have two people to drive a car, one over on the passenger side is a navigator and actually pumping the manual fuel pump, and the driver, of course, both hands on the steering wheel, because one of these little bitty skinny tires, Bob, sure grab the ruts and drive the 16 all over the road. And in today's world, wood spoke wheels, they don't like these paved streets. They tend to split out if you drive it too fast. So
oh, really?
Yeah,
find
you have to
find a little dirt.
Wood.
Yeah, fine little dirt road. I remember when Ford celebrated their 100th birthday back in 2004, they invited a bunch of journalists, including myself, for an extended visit there in Dearborn. And one of the things that they offered, which I didn't get a chance to do, was the ability to ride. They didn't trust anybody to actually drive it in a Model T. And I know for many people that attended that celebration and for many journalists, you know, it was the first time riding in such a you know, crude means of transportation. I mean, it's hard to even call a Model T or some of those early vehicles as they really weren't cars. They were horseless carriages.
Absolutely. This, you know, Bobby, to tell you what, you have to go to the chiropractor after riding in the 16 here. It definitely shakes you and bumps you and all that. And when I drive it, I'm sweat. I'm literally dripping wet from adjusting the timing and everything. The clutch, the brakes aren't horsepower, and so it takes a lot. You got to keep your distance away from the new cars today that's in front of you, because if you don't, you know, I just can't stop it. You just can't stop. You know, one time I had to put both legs. Being 6'3", you know, long legs here, I had to use both legs to get that thing stopped before I was going to, you know, put those brass headlamps into another car in front of me. So, it really makes me appreciate the new cars. But here's some trivia. You know, having an old car like this, you sure learn a lot. And not only from when we have it out of river, which it's amazing. You know, we don't drive it a lot, and we don't drive it far. But when we do, we always run into somebody that's, of course, older than I am, and I get history. And this one gentleman, he says, "Hey, I want you to look up something, Mark." And I said, "What's that?" He says, "Some trivia." He says, "I want to tell you something, young man. That wood steering wheel you got in that 16? I said, "Yeah." He said, the steering wheel was invented in 1901. I said, "Really?" So I looked it up, and sure enough, he was right. Packard introduced this steering wheel in the 1900 year. And, of course, it became accepted over the tiller as preferred by the method of driving back then. So you learn something new every day as I'm at 16.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I'm glad the Ferraris today, Bob, they don't have a tiller to drive those. You know?
Oh, that is absolutely true. We got a trivia question out there for the taking, and it's a question about a vehicle sold for many years. It was called the Comet. Who made the Comet? The telephone number is 855-660-4261. Let's go right now to, where are we going? To Iowa, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Let's say hello to, is it Eldon?
Yep.
Eldon,
yep.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, and I enjoy listening to your program.
Well, we so appreciate you listening to us every week there on that great radio station that we so appreciate. We have so many great friends out there and everybody in the listening area of KXCL is a really close friend here of the program because we love being on that station.
Well, my guess about the Comet is a Ford Motor Company. I think it was a Mercury Comet.
It was a Mercury Comet. Mercury, the brand, of course, is no more, and the Comet is no more. So congratulations. You have picked up the trio of prizes, some samples of wash drops, a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, and a Haynes manual for whatever vehicle you would like. So be sure to give Matt the year, make, and model of your vehicle. Let me ask you just a couple of questions I tend to ask folks, but I love to get kind of inside what they're thinking. And I want to ask you, Eldon, new car-wise, if you didn't have to pay for it, if you won the lottery or something, what new car would you purchase for yourself? And what's your favorite classic car of all time?
Well, I think a new car, I'd be interested in the Camry Hybrid.
Hmm, okay.
I have a Prius, and it's an excellent smaller car.
No question. I mean, folks just love those Priuses, and now they have three different Priuses, the small C one, the larger V one, and the regular one. But, yeah, that Camry's a good choice. How about in the classic realm, what would you like?
Well, I like the Mercedes and the SEL 560 would be one I'd really enjoy driving.
Excellent. Well, hold on for Matt, and we'll get all your information. Everybody stay right where you are. This is Auto World.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
My name is Bob Rainier, and for over 20 years, I've been publishing InvestYourself.com, the only financial newsletter that provides the raw truth. It's easy to read, and it's free. Stop by InvestYourself.com. Our free newsletter will guide you through what's really affecting our markets. People have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Go to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's InvestYourself.com, InvestYourself.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. Mark Evans is with me, and he's dressed up like a vintage mechanic from the early part of the 20th century, and he's ready to take your calls if there's something wrong with your vehicle. Anything, if there's you're getting some funky noises emanating from the vehicle when you're driving down the road, if you're getting a pull to one side or the other, if your brakes aren't operating properly, if your transmission isn't operating properly, if you would like to know whether you should sell the car or fix the car, if you've reached that kind of tipping point. Sometimes we all reach that point. If you keep a car too long, is it worth fixing or is it better to sell it? Sometimes it's a tough one, but Mark is here to help you out. Toll free at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We'll throw out another trivia question, and we'll make this a relatively easy one. This vehicle, a lot of people didn't like, but I actually like this vehicle. It is called the X vehicle. Hold on. The X type. Who made the X type? The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Mark, so tell us a little bit more about some of the nuances of driving a 1916.
Well, there's a lot to it, Bob. First, you've got to step up to the plate and spend big money for non-detergent engine oil. And it's a little bit more money per quart than the conventional oil out there today, and it's kind of hard to find a non-detergent oil. And that's the main thing, main key to it, is that, you know, the metals of yesteryears, those engines weren't designed to, that metal was not designed to do an everyday stop-go type driving like we're doing today in cars. And, well, you know, I don't drive it a lot, so before we, it's kind of like a lawnmower. You know, you got to tune it up, change oil before you get into it every season, which is the warm weather here in Idaho finally. But, and then the gasoline's another thing too. That for gasoline built, it costs quite a bit to mix a leaded fuel today to keep that 16 running. Bob, the,
sure.
Sure. Look like I used my old outfit I got on and mixed that fuel up correctly so the thing runs right. But then the updraft carburetor where the gasoline and the air has to be, they call it an updraft carburetor because it has to suck it up in order for the you know, to for the engine to get the fuel. And what a pain, to tell you the truth. You try to get that thing running once you get it running. Of course, I'm very lucky. This 16 is a baby grand model, which means that's the model, but that's the first year of an electric option for cars. So this car's got an electric starter on it, and it has two headlights out front instead of kerosene lanterns. So the gentleman I got it from, he, back in high school, bought it from the original family, and I think he's 70 years old today. Roger's his name, and anyway, he ended up, of course, taking out of mom and dad's garage back in the day and hot rodding it, of course, and all that. And then, of course, one time he went to go do that, the starter wouldn't work. So then back in that day, he pulled the starter out of it, put it on the bench, and pulled it all apart, tried to figure out if he could fix it so he could get mom and dad's car started. And, well, I could never, when I got the car, I got the car with the starter still in the box in 1,000 pieces.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I've had some fun. In fact, I talked to Jay Little on trying to help maybe make me the part that I need to get that starter going, and still today we're fighting that. So I'm still hand cranking it. It still has a hand crank out front, but that's the key. I mean, Mike, you know, these new cars, the cars we drive today, we just get in them, we don't even think about it. Put the key in the ignition, start them, and off we go. But on the repair side too, you know, the folks, all of our listeners and myself included, and yourself too. I wanted to ask you if you got your ride going too, because you know, no matter what you own, there's always maintenance. If you have a car, you have maintenance, or a truck, something that burns fuel, or even an electric car, you know, you're going to have maintenance. And how many miles will it go before that word comes up? Like my dentist told me, Bob, you know, he always asks, well, how come my tooth cracked? And he says, hey, if you got teeth in your head, you're going to have teeth that crack.
There you go. Very good. And, yes, I need to update you on my old Corvette. No, still haven't got it running, and did work on it yesterday, so I'll have to give you more details and going to need some more advice and guidance, which you do so well. We got a trivia question which came in from Jessica. Jessica is listening in Missouri, listening on KSIS, and Mark, Jessica has a Honda Civic with 250,000 miles on it, and she wants to know if she should sell it or how much longer can she expect to get good reliability out of a vehicle with that kind of mileage. She says it's the original engine in the vehicle, and she doesn't tell me here in the email about what kind of service she's had done, but no doubt in order to get to that mileage, you must have done a lot of different service intervals, but that's quite a bit of mileage for a four-cylinder car.
Oh, absolutely. I tip my hat to her. That's big time. That's an all-time winner on the show for mileage for a Honda Civic.
Yeah, for a Honda Civic, absolutely.
That's awesome. Those Honda Civics are so great for gas mileage and economical go around town. The biggest thing, like you mentioned, she must have been doing some great servicing on it because you can't get to those miles if you're not tuning them up, changing the oil, doing the brakes, doing batteries, belts, hoses. And that's the key on the question that she has, if she should keep it or not. The main thing that I've got to ask her, we can all have a good laugh here, you know, is if you don't have any engine oil leaks, how much oil is she adding? You know, meaning that is it burning oil? And if you're burning oil, that means you get a big blue cloud behind the car. So the person behind you probably might not like that Honda Civic. So it gets to that point where you say, I don't care really, Bob, what make or model or whatever. We can always, all of us can keep putting parts, tires, you know, everything into a vehicle to keep it on the road forever. And an original motor, definitely changing the oil and tuning it up. But eventually, yes, I don't know of any other Honda Civic in my life that's got 250,000 miles on it. So if there's, I'm expecting, you know, hers to have a little bit of a blue smoke cloud behind it. And if you're not making your neighbor behind you mad, as far as I'm concerned, keep driving it. As long as it's not knocking and draining your checkbook with adding oil every day or every week, then keep putting parts, batteries, belts, hoses, you know, tune-up, training services, tires on it, and keep it on the road. It gets to the point when you get that many miles on a car, I can just picture a car, Bob, I bet the driver's seat, the springs are probably collapsed and the upholstery's probably worn. So you get, I call it features. And I really do believe that a lot of the car dealerships, car manufacturers, they know all of us. They know that we're going to get tired of the color on the outside or the upholstery color, and then we're going to get tired of maybe the look of it, and we go on to the next car or vehicle. And so,
that's right.
If you're a firm believer, keep it, keep going, and it's a lot cheaper than car payments.
Absolutely. When we come back on the other side of the break, it looks like we got a winner on the trivia question. And we'll take your calls and emails, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
The way is clear.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
PD stopped eating. All of his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We want to congratulate John, who's listening in Tennessee, who got the easy question because, you know, all you have to do is think of anything Jag, and it's always a type, an E-type, the brand new F-type that you can read about. My review of the F-Type tomorrow will be in epictimes.com. Check that one out. But, of course, the X-Type was the all-wheel drive Jag that was sold during the early 2000s. And lots of people didn't like it. I always had a fondness for that particular vehicle. It shared a lot of its underpinnings with the Ford Mondeo, which was basically a European Ford Taurus, but nevertheless, you know, for the money, especially in sport form, it was a cool little vehicle. We'll throw out another quick question here. Here's our telephone number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, and we have a trifecta of gifts to give to you. Three different prizes, some samples of wash drops, something from the Mustard Knuckle Garage, and a Haynes manual to the person who tells us the manufacturer of the vehicle known as the Monaco. Who made the Monaco? That's the question. And the telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. This is an interesting question, too, that we've gotten in. This is from Neil. Neil is listening in South Carolina and says he owns a 2012 Ford Mustang GT and wants to know about changing other fluids besides the obvious, things like brake fluid. Does he have to change the brake fluid That's not an easy job. It's not like you can just do that. That's a bit of an involved process. But nevertheless, that's his question for you, Mark. He wants to know about changing other fluids besides the normal ones, oil and coolant. He wants to know about brake fluid. He wants to know about transmission fluid. He's very fond of his 2012 Mustang GT and wants to make sure it's running well for many years to come.
It's a great question, too, Bob. You know, that's something that I'm really kind of happy anymore that a lot of the dealers are actually are talking out loud and telling people they do need to get a brake flush. And, of course, that's pretty new on our list anymore. And people are saying, like Neil is, you know, do I have to do that? Why? And so definitely brake fluid is just like it's an oil for your brake system. And an oil in your brake system, in this Ford GT, you've got disc brakes front and rear. And so you've got a caliper. It's a round piston, and that round piston has a rubber O-ring around it. In the GT form, it's got probably pretty close to 3, maybe even 4. So anyway, that brake fluid is being used as an oil. And the thing that we all have to understand, too, Bob, is it doesn't matter if you're driving a sports car or a family car, you're going to use your brakes. And brakes get hot. So that brake caliper, the disc brake pad that's grabbing that disc brake rotor that's getting very hot, your brake fluid is actually getting very, very hot, boiling sometimes in the Arizona, California weather, hotter than boiling. I mean, it's big time breaking down your brake fluid, turning it into not an oil anymore, turning it into a water base. And so now all of a sudden you've got, you go in, your brakes don't feel right, or it's pulling one way or the other, and your brake expert says to you, well, you need a new disc brake caliper. So in order to save money all around, definitely, we all definitely need to get a brake flush. It's very, you know, you can't really do it yourself. You can't, it's very, very tough to get all the old .3, .4 conventional brake fluid out of the lines, master cylinder, and the disc brake calipers. And so I always recommend a brake flush with folks. You know, we have a machine. It uses air and it pressurizes it. And then I also recommend every single car we do to everybody is to just ask for synthetic brake fluid. Again, just like engine oil, probably it's a better fluid. It can withstand heat longer. So you don't have to do a brake flush, but like every 5 years. So now back to Neil's application, the 2012 Ford GT. I bet Neil's having some fun driving stop, go, stop, go, because it's a fast car. So Neil's probably hitting the brakes right at the last minute because he's going fast. He's having fun. So he's cooking his brakes. He's cooking that brake fluid a little bit more than, you know, the family car, the Dodge Charger four-door family car with the Hellcat engine in it. You know, the dad there, he's not driving that one that fast. So you got a couple applications. One is, you know, he who drives like a jackrabbit is going to stop like quick and fast, and he who drives like a turtle, the turtle driver is not going to be cooking the brake fluid as much, cooking it heat-wise, as the jackrabbit type of Ford GT. I'm not calling Neil a jackrabbit either, by the way. But so you can go. Neil won't be able to go as far on his brake fluid as the turtle-type driver. And so Neil needs to do it about every 3 years, which he's due, 2012, and then the turtle-type driver every 5 years. And at that point, again, I'm talking truthfully, that car that they're going to be doing this with, brake-wise, Bob asked me if I've ever replaced a disc brake caliper. I'm going to say no. That's because I changed my brake fluid. Now, transmission fluid, that's one that recommend the manufacturers of the brand. They recommend about 65 to 75,000 miles. And now BMW, Lexus, Mercedes. On the other hand, when you get 90,000 to 100,000 on those brands, you call the dealer. They're going to tell you, no, we don't want to do a transmission fluid replacement or a flush because the new fluid will not go through the veins of the transmission. It'll go through, but it'll work more efficient, and they can't guarantee that your transmission might not be shifting funny when they get her done. Because what you're doing is you've got old, used out, worn out parts in that transmission. I'm talking luxury brands. Now, And they so they don't want to guarantee, you know, they do a transmission service flush, get rid of the old fluid, put new fluid in the luxury car. They're afraid to do it because they're afraid their customer's going to come back and say, this thing's just not shifting like it used to. Because that new fluid's making it shift more efficient. So, but conventional brands definitely do it at 65,000 miles. And it gets back to, again, the application, right? Definitely get there's a transmission filter in the transmission themselves. You have to take the pan off, get rid of the filter, put a new filter on, pan back up. There's a magnet in there that collects all the metal. The magnet has to be cleaned, replaced, if the magnet does not work anymore, of course, which I found that in my 30-plus years of doing this, I found 3 magnets in all those years. So they last a long time. But, you know, you spend $230 throughout the U.S. here. I've seen transmission services go for $130. So all the way up to $250, sometimes $300. Depends on the make and model, but I definitely recommend it. 65,000 miles on the conventional nameplates, name brands, and that, again, is back to, are you towing something? If you've got a truck and you're towing a big four-horse, you know, horse trailer, or you got a big jet boat, or it's completely different than towing 2 ATVs or 2 fiberglass wave runners. So kind of it's up to the owner of the vehicle. If you're really, really towing on, you know, 4 horses and towing a lot of weight, and you're driving the Ford Dodge Chevy trucks, automatic transmissions, I'm going to tell you right now, that fluid bulb's got to get out of there at 45,000 miles. I'd much rather spend $250 to do a transmission service than I would to spend $2,500 plus on a transmission. So it's cheap, cheap insurance.
It certainly is, and modern-day transmissions, like you say, can be very expensive to repair, and doesn't take much. And speaking of transmission questions, this is a very interesting question, and this one comes all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada, and the gentleman with the question is Christopher. When we come back, we'll talk about his 2008 Audi TT, which needs a new clutch. She wants to know what burns out a clutch. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone, investyourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to investyourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing investyourself.com, and I guarantee this is the only newsletter that provides the truth, it's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at investyourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to investyourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's investyourself.com, investyourself.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bid.co. BIT.co, BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is
what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on the broadcast. We still have a trivia question out there. Can't believe no one's got this right. Domestic auto manufacturer, who made the Monaco? Who made the Monaco? Wasn't that long ago. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Then again, they didn't sell a ton of these. Who made the Monaco? 855-660-4261. That's our toll-free number. And you can also email us up, bob@boblongradio.com. Mark Evans is with us answering your questions of the mechanical sort. And we have a gentleman that's emailed in that he recently purchased a low mileage, 44,000 miles, 2008 Audi TT Coupe, equipped with a 3.2 liter V6 and a 6-speed manual transmission. He said he went out the other day and all of a sudden he couldn't shift gears, and he was told the clutch is toast. He wants to know from Mark, the expert here, what causes the clutch to go at that kind of mileage?
That's no fun. That's a fun car, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I love shipping that TT Audi. Those are really fun. And there's a couple things Christian has to look at is if the clutch was okay when you drove it into your garage or your house, and then the next day you go out and the clutch pedal's not there, meaning that, you know, Bobby, put your foot on the clutch pedal and it just kind of falls to the floor. It doesn't really return. If it's that, then what we got, of course, you can say the clutch is out. The clutch really isn't out. That Audi has, it's called a wet clutch, which means it has a clutch master cylinder on the firewall and also a slave cylinder down at the bell housing. And those two systems that and there's a line, steel line that hooks both of them, or it could be a fiberglass line, but there's actually brake fluid, synthetic brake fluid in that clutch master cylinder.
Hmm.
And so Christian can go out and take the lid off that from the firewall right there above the clutch pedal from the inside. Just go on the outside and take a look, and you'll find that reservoir there could be just low on fluid, because the slave cylinder down on the bell housing is leaking, and the seal is out, and or the clutch master cylinder is leaking. And you can get up underneath Bob, real easy to do with flashlight. Get up underneath, open the driver's door, and just get up underneath and look underneath the, with flashlight, of course, underneath the dash there at the clutch pedal, and you'll see, Kristen will see some wet juice, and that's brake fluid. So the cylinder has gone out of the master cylinder. So that's two items that will cause, quote, the word clutch to be no good, and it went bye-bye because of that. But on the other hand, if the clutch pedal still feels real good to your foot, still strong, you know, you can push it in, it comes back up all by itself, it still feels like there's something there, but the car won't move. You can't stick it in gear.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that the clutch disc is bad. And absolutely, Christian's got to pay to have the transmission pulled out, the clutch pressure plate, clutch disc, throw out, bearing replaced, and then the flywheel needs to be surfaced. So now, and that's not fun, of course, and that's a little bit of money. Got to pull the credit card number out, you know, for that one. But here's something that I taught about my kids years ago, Bob, that little trick. I don't really want to spend my day off doing a clutch on my personal cars. So as teenagers, I told them, I said, okay, of course, they're in the 30s now, and so we had clutch cars, cheaper. You know, Bob, Dad here, I didn't buy the most expensive car, so you buy a clutch car. But I taught the kids back in the day, the way to take a clutch out quick is to pop the clutch and full throttle it. So back to the Jackrabbit driver. You know, you stop on the throttle and you let drop that clutch and you got it in gear and you're spinning those tires and you're just frying not only the tires, but you're frying the clutch disc. So that's going to take the clutch out. But the most simplest thing that a lot of us don't know about, and this was the main thing I pointed out to my kids, was that when you're at a stop sign or a stoplight, plus a stop sign, you're getting ready to go, but a stoplight, you're sitting there in traffic, or if you're out there on the freeway, parked in traffic, put the vehicle in neutral and take your foot off the clutch. Because when you have your foot on the clutch, even though the car is parked and running, the engine's running, with your foot on the clutch, what you're doing is you're freewheeling the disc, which now the pressure plate, which it hugs the disc inside here, inside the belting, what you're doing is basically grinding the disc. You're taking all the material off the clutch disc. And the clutch disc, so everyone knows, Bob, is basically the material that's on the clutch disc is the same material that is on your disc brake pads. So imagine hitting your brake pedal, you know you're going to be wearing down that material on your disc brake pad, which eventually you're going to say, oh, I need front brakes or back brakes because you hear the metal and metal. Same thing with the brake, with the clutch. Get your foot on the clutch, you're parked, waiting to go, but you're going to be sitting there for, you know, a minute, you know, literally, kind of like in radio time, about 60 seconds is a long time to have dead air. Well, in clutch time, it's a long, long time, and all you're doing is grinding the material off the clutch disc. So always recommendation, Christian, can sit there, put it in neutral while you're waiting. You can see if you're going to get ready to go. You know, the traffic's starting to move. Then push clutch in, put it in gear, and take off. But that's a little trick I taught my kids a long, long time ago. Get your foot off the clutch when you're parked in traffic. Relax your left leg, and we wanted to put a clutch in it. And Bob, it worked. It lets Dad have a weekend off.
Good story. Let's see if we can get a winner on the trivia question. Let's go to Kevin, listening in New Hampshire. Kevin, thank you very much for joining us. We so appreciate. Whereabouts in New Hampshire are you calling in from?
Well, I'm in southern New Hampshire in Salem. I'm listening to, I believe it's WCCM, perhaps 1110. I missed out on the Mercury Meteor and the Jaguar X-Type, but I certainly know the Dodge Monaco.
That's right. 100% correct. And we're going to give you the three prizes, one from Busted Knuckle Garage, one from Washdrop Folks, and we're going to need the year, make, and model of whatever vehicle you'd like a Haynes manual for. How about your favorite new car vehicle? Let me just ask you this poll, and then if you have a follow-up question for Mark. Favorite new vehicle, if you didn't have to pay for it yourself, what would you buy yourself? And favorite classic vehicle?
Well, my favorite new vehicle would be the new Ford GT40. And my favorite classic vehicle would probably be, if not an AC Cobra or a GT500KR or possibly a Bosch 429 Mustang. So obviously I'm a Ford guy.
Yeah.
hey, I got a trivia question for you.
Okay.
Paulette or Newman? You grew up in Needham, didn't you?
I sure did.
Paulette or Newman, junior high school?
Absolutely.
Pollard. Oh, you did. Okay, all right. Well, I went to Pollard as well. Maybe when you were going there, the Newman had already closed down. But for most of my youth, there's the north side
there
of town.
Pollard
and Newman.
They both were open when I went as well. So that's funny. So you're from Needham originally.
Oh, yeah. I grew up in Needham, and we were in Needham High School, graduate of 73. And my brothers played on the 1970 state champ hockey team with Bob Vitorek, and I heard you mention you lived in Needham a long, long time ago, but it's just the first opportunity I ever had to bring up the subject. But
yeah, I'm just a little bit younger there, class of 77, but I knew a lot of people in the 73 class, and one of my best friends was in the 73 class, and he lived on the same street as I. Well, that's great. So what brought you up to New Hampshire?
Well, to be honest with you, I probably couldn't afford to buy a garage in Needham for what I could buy a house for up in New Hampshire.
Isn't that the truth? That is so true. It has gone crazy. It's absolutely gone crazy in Needham. My parents bought their house in Needham, Massachusetts in 1958 for, it was a lot of money then. It was like
$28,000?
Yeah, $28,500, yeah. And nowadays, you can't buy a lot for $500,000, you know. So,
yeah. But I do enjoy the show very much, and it's funny how just one quick reference you made to Needham months ago, and it stuck with me. So,
oh, that's great, Kevin.
But I wasn't sure if I was calling into a live show or if this is a rebroadcast because the nature of radio being what it is,
It's very true.
That's cool. That's wonderful. I appreciate the trivia question very much. And I'm a Ford guy. Still have a 67 GT Mustang like the one in Bullitt.
Very cool.
Unfortunately, it's scattered in garages all over eastern Massachusetts in various pieces. So, that is, I guess, working with your Corvette, but your Corvette's probably a lot further along than my Mustang.
Very true. Kevin, hang on for Matt, and don't be a stranger. Please call us again another week. I'd love to talk to you again. Straight ahead, we've got Tom in Missouri and lots more with Mark Evans.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. TV.